CAP Radio in Sacramento. This is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It's officially spring later this week, but winter isn't over yet, at least in the Sierra. The series of storms that rolled through the region left a nice coating in the mountains. And if you were attempting to get out and enjoy all that fresh powder this morning, it was a bit of a slippery one, with chain control for those headed east starting at Kybers on Highway 50 and at Applegate on I-80. The final days of the season may be enough to boost the state's snowpack, which was lagging behind the historical average. Andrew Schwartz is the lead scientist and manager of UC Berkeley's Central Sierra Snow Lab at Donner Summit and joins us now. Welcome back to Insight.
Hi, Vicky. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I want to lead with your most recent tweet on Twitter or X. Yesterday afternoon, you posted, "It is dumping out there right now," with a beautiful image of lots of snow. So how has the past week been?
It's been really good. You know, it's made up for a deficiency that we've had in the snowpack from these drier periods that we've had throughout the winter and some midwinter melt periods as well. So up here at the lab, we've actually gotten about 5 feet of snow just in the last week alone. And that's really helped us out quite a bit.
Right, because ahead of the storm, the state's snowpack overall, I know that you're in the Central Sierra, it measured at around 85% of average. What kind of impact or boost do you think the latest storms that moved through our area, was it enough to get us back on track?
It's not quite enough to get us back on track. Statewide now, we're at about 90% of average for our April 1st peak number. So we're about 93% of average for this day. So it's definitely helping us out. It's not quite enough to get us back on track just yet. But still, you know, that 90% is a wonderful place to be compared to some of these drought years where we've had very, very low numbers.
Right. I mean, 90%, you could argue, is roughly about average for, at this point today, the historical average. How, when you break up the Sierra, I know the Southern Sierra was struggling a lot this winter when you compare it to the Northern Sierra or the Central Sierra. Did the Southern Sierra get any snow from these systems?
Absolutely. Yeah, these systems kind of went further south than they did north or even to the Central Sierra. So these most recent storms have helped out the south more so than either of the two locations. And as a result, now there's kind of a snowpack sandwich going on, so to speak, where we've got above average up in the Northern Sierra. We're at about 89% in the Southern Sierra. And then we're actually lowest now in the Central Sierra at 87%. So it has helped that Southern Sierra snowpack definitely get on par a little bit more with what we were seeing around the state.
Yeah. And we're talking about snowpack broadly. I mean, the gold standard, what you really want is snow water equivalent. What is that looking like?
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah, we want that to be our water, right? Not to say that these storms haven't been great for snowpack and snowfall and skiing, but snow water equivalent's looking fairly good right now. Again, you know, we're below average, but not in crisis mode by any means. And the above average reservoir storage that we have right now can help make up for that deficiency in our snow water equivalent if we don't get further storms this year. So we're sitting in a fairly good position going forward. Overall, we just want to make sure that, you know, if we can, we get some more precipitation in before we start drying out over the late spring and early summer.
Why is there a discrepancy between snow water equivalent and snowfall?
Well, snow can have different densities as it's falling. So, you know, we here in the Sierra Nevada, we have what's known as a maritime climate. So we have warm and heavy and dense snow that can fall even above freezing. By comparison, you know, the Rockies, they're cold. They have little moisture compared to the big atmospheric rivers that we get. And so their snow tends to be lighter and fluffier. And so even though there might be an inch of water in the air that can turn into snow, we have on average about 9.6 inches of snow that fall here compared to 15 to 20 inches of snow that'll fall in the Rockies. And so that's why snowfall doesn't always tell the full story, because even though those two amounts have the same amount of water, they have a lot of difference between the depths. And so realistically speaking, we really want to know that snow water equivalent to make accurate comparisons.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to have another storm before the month is over or within the next, you know, extended forecast, 7 to 10 days?
We're looking right now at another storm system coming in tomorrow night and into Thursday morning. Here at the Snow Lab, it's looking like we're going to get about 3 to 6 inches, nothing huge from that one, but definitely more precipitation. And then unfortunately, it looks like we're going to see some ridging take place and a high pressure move in and some drier conditions. The longer range forecast hints at the fact that that might break down around the start of April, but we're not quite sure yet. So it's looking at least at this point, like if we're going to get substantial precipitation to add to what we already have, it'll probably come sometime in April rather than in late March.
Got it. So since we're still kind of hovering around the upper 80s to lower 90s in terms of the percentage of the historical average for today, say if we don't really get that much activity until April 1st, which is that historical marker of the peak snowpack for California, what percentage do you think that could be? We'll be close, but we're not going to reach that historical average. Is that concerning to you, or is that relatively good given the type of season that we had this winter?
Yeah, I think that's likely to be the case, that we'll get, you know, a couple more storms, but probably won't actually get up to what we would expect for average over a season. And I think, you know, given the recent 2 years that we're coming off of, 2 years ago, water year 2023, being the second largest on record up here at the lab, and then last year being above average as well, it's not necessarily all that concerning. If we were coming out of a string of drought years and we had another year with a below average precipitation, it would be a big, definitely a different story. But since we've had those two big years, our reservoir storage is above average. Even if we don't quite get up to average with our snow and the water in it this year, I think we'll be all right. And it's not necessarily time to send any alarm bells off.
When I was looking at some of the photos that you were posting over the weekend, I think one was, hiking into the Snow Lab. How was it getting to the Snow Lab in these conditions?
It was a bit unique. You know, of course, we had some very heavy snowfall coming in, and we do have to get up onto a snowbank to get to the Snow Lab. We have to kind of park the cars, get onto a snowbank, and then hike our way up to the lab. And that snowbank is just getting taller and taller and taller. And so the calves are definitely getting a workout these days trying to get up to the lab.
Yeah, I think you deserve like a nice, hearty, rich pot of chili, you know, and some good and some good sourdough bread. I also love that you share the images and the video on social media. You get a lot of engagement. It seems like you really enjoy sharing what you're experiencing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, science communication is one of those things that the lab really focuses on. You know, we are excited to share this for a couple different reasons. First being, of course, we're storm geeks, you know, and we want to geek out with other people that share our affinity for storms. But the other thing, too, is just, you know, I think oftentimes the science that's going on is tucked away back in a lab. And other than reading papers, it's hard to know what's happening, whereas we can share our world up here and people can see directly what we're doing and how that's affecting, maybe their drinking water and how we're trying to help a little bit more with adjusting to water security in the region.
Finally, it's going to be spring later this week. What do you do the rest of the year? I know that you're a pretty popular guy over winter.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely popular up here during the winter. Spring coming up, summer coming up, we tend to do some community events. We go out and put our table out and talk to people about snow and its importance and water. But also we do a lot of maintenance. You know, instrumentation has to be taken in to be calibrated. We need to make sure that anything that maybe broke during the winter or needs to be repaired is repaired. And then also there's the ever important writing, you know, taking all that data that we collected during the winter and actually getting a solid look at it and putting it out there for people to use.
Andrew, as always, thanks for joining us. It's always really interesting and fun.
Thank you, Vicky. Always a pleasure.
We got to have you on in the summer just to throw a curveball. Andrew Schwartz is the lead scientist at the Central Sierra Snow Lab located at Donner Summit. And we've been talking about the series of storms that moved across Northern California and what it means for the state's snowpack. Up next, I'll have a conversation with Sacramento County Sheriff Jim Cooper. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.